98.1 KZE, MK with you. And with me in the studio, we've got Gina Carbonari from the Ulster County SPCA. And Gala is our special furry guest today, and she is adorable.
She is absolutely sweet.
So she walked in, and what was the name of the little girl you brought last time?
We had Charlotte last time.
And they look quite similar, but like the second she walked in, I was like, oh, Charlotte's like way braver now. She's Charlotte, but like very confident.
Yeah, they definitely are twinning.
Yeah,
yes, definitely.
Yeah. She is so cute. So she's a Chihuahua. She's about 5 years old, you said. She's very, very soft. She is currently sitting in your lap. She was sitting in my lap before. Like, this is an office dog. This is a dog that wants to like go everywhere with you and be your little buddy.
Absolutely. Yeah. She enjoys the car rides. She gets along with everybody. She likes everybody that she meets. I mean, she would be perfect for really anybody. She would enjoy going out on day trips, you know, if you're just going to go shopping and you want to take her with her. I'm sure that she would love some visits to Petco or PetSmart or any of the shops where she can sniff around and get some of her own little toys and treats.
And we were admiring, you know, she is a Chihuahua, but she's like a nice sized Chihuahua where she's not so small that she looks like breakable. Like, she could go on a hike with you, you know. Do all kinds of outdoor activities. You know, she's a strong little girl.
Yeah, she goes for pretty good distance with the walks that our volunteers take her on. So she would not have any problems going for little hikes.
Oh, she is adorable. And I know we didn't just come here to admire Gala, but we could do this all day.
I don't think she minds.
No. So tell me about the holidays at the shelter. What do you guys got going on?
So we right now, every year we do a kind of a campaign, an adoption drive with the Helen Woodward Animal Center, and it's a home for the holidays type campaign. And this year our theme is All I Want for Christmas Is You. So that's kind of the message from our animals to folks who are thinking about adopting. Is come take a look at them, check them out. Of course, everybody's listed on our website, ucspca.org. Just click on the photo of somebody that you're interested in, put in the application, and we will set you up with a date.
Yeah. So I know, you know, when we talk about adopting for the holidays, obviously we don't want people making commitments to animals that, you know, for example, we don't want to surprise somebody with an animal for Christmas. Right. We've talked about this before. And I think, you know, most people know this, but it bears repeating always that, you know, don't get a dog or a cat or anything for somebody who doesn't know they're getting that and, you know, want that. But if you and your family have been thinking about bringing a pet home already, you know, if it's been like floating around, because isn't that always how it goes? Like, you kind of start floating around in your head of like, yeah, you know, like, I think we could probably, we got room for another dog. Like, maybe we should start. And then one day you just do it.
Yeah. And it's funny because, I mean, like you said, we always say, no, pets should not be a surprise gift. Mm-hmm. But if you've been thinking about adopting, and especially if it might be a quote unquote surprise for your kids, you as the adults, you know, you understand you're going to be responsible for the animal, but you want to maybe surprise your children by getting them that first pet. Certainly, you know, that's something that we can work through because we still want to make sure that we're making the right match, the right pet for the right home. And we certainly can do that. And it can still be a surprise for your children.
Absolutely.
But we don't want you to just say, hey, Aunt Jenny thought that she wants a cat. Let me go in and get her one and show up at her house and give her a cat. Because, you know, again, it really does have to be a matchmaking process. It's about personality. It's about temperament. It's about what the person is looking for. You know, you don't want to end up giving somebody an animal who really needs a lot of exercise and a lot of activity and a lot of stimulation, and they just want somebody who's going to hang on the couch with them at night when they come home from their 10 or 12 hour day at work. So that would not be a good match. And those are the animals that end up getting returned to shelters.
Right.
So, you know, we take a lot of time to make sure that we make those good matches, and we want to continue doing that.
And that's also why you do the application process the way you do, right? So that you can kind of vet people ahead of time and say, hey, you know what? Like, you seem great, but the animal that you applied for maybe doesn't seem like the best match. Why don't you look at this one?
Exactly. And that really is, I'm so glad that you brought that up, because that really is the purpose in the adoption application process. It isn't about how can we deny somebody. It's about how can we make sure that we know what you're looking for and what your expectations are going to be from that pet, and that we're guiding you towards an animal whose personality and temperament are going to match what you're looking for.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You know, the holidays, it's tough. I know we anthropomorphize our furry friends quite a bit. I know I'm guilty of like, oh, you know, my cat's going to be up alone for, you know, Christmas. My cat doesn't know it's Christmas.
Right.
But I know that you guys at the shelter, you really do try to do something special for the animals. I've seen on Thanksgiving, you had a special meal for all of them.
Yeah.
Is there anything going on for Christmas? Actually, I know you just had the photos with Santa.
Yeah, so we just posted all of the photos with Santa that we did. We have some more photos that we're going to post for the shelter animals that kind of update their profiles. But we do. We always do a holiday meal for them. They always get some Christmas toys, whether it's going to be, you know, stuffy toys or it's treats or bones or whatever. You know, we always have something for the cats and dogs. And even our small animals and our farm animals, we always give them a special meal, as well as some Christmas toys to be able to open in the morning.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Gala is so cute.
She is. So I was also going to say, chill. You know, the holidays is really a good time. If you are thinking about getting a pet, can be a really good time because you're probably on vacation a lot during this time. Mm-hmm. You're going to be off from work. It is a good time, if that's the plan, for you to be able to bring a new pet in your home because you're going to have time to spend with them.
Yeah.
Now, if you're going to be gone and visiting everybody, maybe not so much. Yes. And even for the pets that you already have in your home, just being mindful of, it can be a really tumultuous time for your pets. There might be a lot of people coming and going. There's going to be different smells and sights and sounds with Christmas decorations, with the food, with, you know, opening presents. All of that can be a lot of stimulation for an animal. So just making sure that you're just being mindful and watching behaviors and watching body language. And, you know, if they're kind of starting to tell you that they've had enough and they're getting a little stressed by all of the excitement, make sure you have a space for them to go to so that they can get away from it all.
Yeah.
Especially if you're going to have a lot of other people that they wouldn't normally see in your home. You don't want there to be any issues or any incidents, you know, where they're not getting along with the strangers. Because again, it's their home and these people are strangers coming into their home. So just having a good space for them to go and be able to take a break is always a good thing.
I mean, I think we've all like ducked into the coat room at a party like just looked at your phone for a couple minutes before you go back out there. So give your dog the same courtesy or your cat or whoever.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Ulster County SPCA is on Sawkill in Kingston.
20 Weedy Road right off of Sawkill.
And you guys do amazing work. You know, the animals are so well cared for. Everybody there, you know, clearly loves them and cares for them so much, but it's not the same as being in a home. And, you know, it's good to know that they are so well cared for, but I still, you know, it's probably never realistic to think that like all of the pets at once could all be out of the shelter, but let's make that a goal anyway.
Yes, absolutely. That's why I was saying, you know, our theme this year of All I Want for Christmas Is You, that's really what we're going for, is to get them into their forever homes before the end of the holiday season. Because, yeah, we love them so much and they get so much attention and care, and everybody, volunteers, staff, you know, they take such good care of the animals, but it's never going to be just like home.
Yeah.
So we'd love to see them. We'd love to get those happy tale stories where we see them just completely zonked out in their bed, you know, in the middle of a living room. And clearly they're relaxed and they're happy and they are truly home.
Did I just see on Instagram recently that one of your dog alumni was best man at his people's wedding?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. That's such a lovely story. You know, Nicole and Jared, they absolutely love. I mean, I can't express and say love emphatically enough of how they feel about this dog, Sammy. He is absolutely their child, their baby. And he does everything with them. He goes with them on to Florida on vacation. They sent us photos of him swimming in the pool, in the golf cart, touring the neighborhood. He's met so many people, so many friends that he's made. And he's got a story of, you know, he came from a not great situation. He really was very fearful when he came in, was showing some aggressive behaviors. And, you know, we just took the time, let him kind of settle in, relax, let him build some trust with one person and then another person and then another person. And before you know it, he was a staff and volunteer favorite and just such a sweet dog. And when they met him, it was just love at first sight, you know. And I'm always kind of like cautious when people first meet, but you could even see from Sammy's side, he was like, yeah, these are my people.
Oh my goodness.
These are my people. And yeah, so he was the best man in their wedding. Mm. He had a matching little tuxedo. It was just the most adorable thing. And yeah, he that dog is living his life. He's, you know, they have JK Liquors in Kingston.
Oh.
Yeah. And so he comes in and, you know, he'll do little commercials for them. He comes in when they're doing their testings, taste testings. And each year they do a pet food drive for us, and he's like their little mascot.
Oh,
so,
my gosh.
I mean, I'm telling you, that dog's got the life. He's got the life.
And he was an adult rescue, right?
Like, he was.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. So, you know, there is no reason why a dog cannot have a second, even a third, fourth chance sometimes.
Exactly.
Yeah. Or a cat, too.
Yes, yes, indeed.
But I think the cats are a little easier to place, right?
They can be, because we do have a lot of cats that also come in with some behavior issues. Mm-hmm. They might be very timid cats. They weren't that well socialized, or it could just be personality too. They just aren't those really friendly, come out and meet you cats. I would say cats kind of, you know, they have a little bit of that, mystique to them anyway, that people expect cats to be a little more aloof. Mm-hmm. So they do get away with a lot more than what a dog can get away with.
Yeah.
But yeah, we do have some cats that stay for us for a really long time, just because they aren't the ones that come right out in the room and they aren't really seeking a lot of attention. But the thing is, there's a lot of people who want a cat that's like that. They want a cat who's just going to kind of be there and hang with them. They don't want the cat to be all over them and be super friendly. So, yeah, we do have really good success with getting those kind of cats placed in their homes, too.
Yeah. That's the Ulster County SPCA. It's ucspca.org. And you can see all of the adoptable animals and send in your application. And again, you know, just send in the application, because the application is not an instant commitment.
Exactly.
You know, it just gets you in the door to meet that animal. And if that animal is not the right fit, and the staff can help you, you know, perhaps meet the one who is going to be the perfect fit. And little Gala here, I cannot say enough, like, she is going to be somebody's very best friend.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, she's, again, we're surprised that she's even still with us, because you can't not just fall in love with this gal.
Yeah. So All I Want for Christmas Is You is the theme this year at the Ulster County SPCA. And I didn't think I'd get away with the Mariah Carey version, but I found a version on four banjos. Short 98.1 KZE. That's All I Want for Christmas Is You on four banjos for the Ulster County SPCA, ucspca.org, to go and find your next best friend.